Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lori and Julia Show here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Twin Cities calling Hollywood, California. Come in, Hollywood, California.
Hollywood. We're here.
There we are, Hollywood.
We are in beautiful downtown Sherman Oaks.
Sherman Oaks.
Oh, Donnie, did we have an adventure getting here.
All I got from Julia was there was a mix-up with the rooms.
Oh, yes. Okay. So I was, when I sent you that, I was not happy. That was like at 1 o'clock last night.
Yeah, Donnie, we flew on Sun Country.
Which was a breeze.
It was so nice. But the flight left an hour later than, I mean, just saying that
Lori couldn't go to the bar, Donnie, is the bottom line.
Yeah, no, oh,
she couldn't go to the bar last night.
We got to her hotel at 12:35, and I knew. See, at 11:30, I can get Julia out. Okay, but if it goes past the witching hour of midnight, she makes it clear that she is done. She needs her beauty sleep.
Yeah.
And her feet are cold. Her hands are hot. You know, okay. Her nose is running.
No, Donnie. And we're in full clothes. No, it varies.
Yeah.
So we get there and, this hotel is like a motel, boutique hotel with light.
Julia, we've been staying here for like on and off for 10 years.
We always get the nice
The one suite. Big suite, the one suite.
And when we say big, it's a normal size hotel room.
But with another little adjacent room, so it feels like, you know, you got a little living
privacy.
Room. If you have people to come over, it ends up being your closet.
It does.
Yeah. So anyway, I booked the room way in advance. And anyway, I make one little change. And then they gave away our suite to somebody else, and I saw him, and he's a big, like, hairy man. I just was so mad that he should be in room 37
with all the extra closet space.
Why did they give it away?
Well, I just got mixed up.
Admitting now, Lori, it was you?
No, it wasn't me. Oh, the hotel, the guy told me last night, he was so apologetic. I mean, the boss lady is going to be happy. They took like $35 a night off our room.
Woo!
It's like $280 or whatever it is. But he was so apologetic because he goes, you made this reservation
so long ago.
And I said, and if you people, we remember you, so we're thinking you remember us. We come here every year, and we ask you guys to take fancy pictures of us in the lobby.
Yeah,
you know, before we go off to the show. So that was a little mix-up, but the funniest thing, this never happened to me, so you know there's that passenger-shaming Insta account. Do we follow
Is
that,
there?
Julia?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's got like a million followers.
Oh, really?
It's where people go to post passenger shaming things on airplanes.
Like what?
Well, I'll give you an example of what happened to me last night.
Lori had the middle seat.
No, but we, on Sun Country, so they do have one thing where they call their best seats, which just have a little bit more
space
and you just pay a little upgrade thing.
And you get a cocktail.
Yeah, you get a cocktail. Yeah, so it was
very nice.
Very nice. So anyway, so I'm sitting next to this lady, and she's chatty and hadn't flown since 2002, which I thought was interesting. But then she said she'd been in the military, so I thought, okay, maybe she traveled a lot in the military, and she just wants to stay home. But anyway, after we had our cocktails.
I did, and
Sharon did, too. So we had our Chardonnays, and then I kind of got sleepy, and then I felt this wiggling next to me.
Daddy.
Like,
what?
Moving.
Oh, no, Daddy.
Moving.
This way.
Moving back and forth in the seat. And Sharon is a full figured woman, okay?
To put it politely.
She's like, she's a farm girl type of a situation, you know?
Okay.
Real strong shoulders and. A real majestic bosom. And
all right, and
okay,
yeah. Okay. But the best is that it wasn't me in the middle, which it always is.
Done. No, Julia, you know I always take the middle because I let you be the princess.
We're a little sleepy.
So I'm a little sleepy and I've shut off my light, but the wiggling is curious. And because already Sharon is taking more of my seat than I am. You know, she's spreading.
Lori's on me.
And the middle seat, I don't know if you guys know this, but the person in the middle gets both armrests.
That's the rule.
But unless you're sitting to somebody who's, you know, of a bigger body build and they can't help but be a seat spiller.
Of course not. That has nothing to do with the wiggling. So the wiggling.
No, the wiggling, and then I look down, and right next to my thigh is a strong, strong bear thigh. She's taking off her leggings.
Oh dear. Oh my. Okay.
And Lori, wow.
That's a lot of leg.
I have flown and flown and flown. I've been flying since I was a little kid, being a military brat. I have flown never in all my flying years, and I've seen things, but I've never had anyone.
Donnie was so funny.
Pull down their
Donnie was so
to
funny.
Sit in their underpants.
Donnie, oh wait a minute! So all she had on was underwear.
Thought I was going to die.
I mean, people don't wear, that's what you wear under leggings, hopefully.
Okay. My goodness.
I mean, hopefully. Yeah. I think she did. She had pretty jewelry on and nice earrings, and I feel like a lady who's paying attention to that detail is throwing on a pair of her best granny panties to fly in, you know, so she was hot.
Yeah, that's what I was
assuming.
It was
so funny. Yeah. It was so funny. And then Lori is talking at me cross-eyed, and I am laughing.
So she's asleep at this point?
No, she's kind of she's looking out the window. Oh, I mean, okay. We flew the whole way. It was clear skies. We could see towns the whole way that we flew. Yeah. We flew right at under cloud levels. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool to see America passing beneath your wing.
It was.
Tips, and she hadn't flown since, she told me three times she hadn't flown since 2002. And I didn't want to ask her how did she find it because I felt like we already were thigh to thigh. Yeah, well, and I'd given enough, quite frankly. You know,
he's such a giver.
Yeah,
but anywho, we're here. Everything. I was I can't tell you how hard we laughed though.
Oh well, and then the other thing, the more obvious thing.
So obvious.
No, but she had been. No, wait. Do you? I can't tell that story.
Nope.
Really?
Nope. All right, so
well, Julia, similar. Okay, no, let me just say this, Julia. It's like my story of when I flew to the Turks and Caicos and I sat next to the guy who had a shark bite his hand. Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Nope, yep. Remember that shark bite? That was a story. That's a plane story.
All right, look at the time.
Okay. Yeah, we do have to go.
Do we really already?
Well, I have 12 after the hour.
Oh, you do? Yes. Oh, my gosh. Look at our time fights. Donnie, though, I'm telling you. We laughed. I laughed at Lori hard because Lori can go cross-eyed like no tomorrow.
Oh,
I can't do
so
it.
Funny.
It was so funny.
But LAX is bustling and busy. It might as well be noon at midnight. Place is happening.
It totally
24/7.
Well, we are here and we're glad. And when we come back, we have all things award show to talk about. But you would have died, Donnie.
Yeah, I know I would have. Yeah,
Lori was so funny though. I couldn't stop laughing at Lori.
And it was just such a smooth, smooth, strong leg, you know, and a bear, completely bear.
What was her name?
Sharon.
Sharon.
We're hiding names. All that isn't even the real name.
All right, fine.
It was Pepper. Okay, we got to take a break. We're live from LA. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia, My Talk.
This week, you can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast.
Wouldn't that be something if we run into him?
Yes.
Somewhere over the Hollywood Beverly Hills weekend?
Yes. Okay, so Donnie?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, checking. How are you today, by the way?
I'm good. I just was trying to get you guys material, so I kind of went a little overboard on the emails, I think.
Well, thank you. No,
I'm so relieved. I don't even look at
I looked at them all, Donnie, so I want to thank you for all your work. Yeah. Was it really, really cold there this morning?
When I left this morning, it was 8 below.
Yeah.
So we haven't had that this year yet, have we?
I'm glad we're missing it.
Lori, I am too. Cheers.
It pleases me to no end.
Okay, so...
So we, you know, the red carpet montages, which Rocco puts together for us, and I think
we appreciate Rocco if you're listening.
I feel like 5 or 6 years ago, Julia, you made... We went through our memories and we set up what each year was, who the lifetime achievement, yep, who we were excited to see on the red carpet. So I'm hoping if I give this setup, some of our yelling sense. Might make sense.
Because we're going to play it. Okay.
So here's what happened in 2009. So Brad Pitt and Angelina walked the red carpet together. This was the year of the wrestlers. So Mickey Rourke, he was the last one up the thing. Nice cleavage, baby. Mm-hmm. It was the year we saw Paula Abdul tilting, absolutely wasted. It was the year...
She was walking diagonally.
Slumdog Millionaire. It was the first year that the Mad Men cast, and every one of them came and talked to us because Rich was from Stillwater. Rich Summer.
And he made him.
It was beyond exciting. The whole Desperate Housewives cast was there. And this was the year that we wore Joy Noel.
Yes, so cute.
At our custom dresses. And... we weren't invited to the People Magazine party, so we went to the Four Seasons after the SAG Awards, and we had a very funny night with Mickey Rourke, Ron Jeremy, Josh Brolin, Sean Penn. Mm-hmm. Do you remember all of this, Julia?
Of course I do.
So that was a crazy night. It was so exciting because the Mad Men, I mean, that cast was big.
And beautiful.
There were so many... And they all talked to us because of Rich.
And it was their first year.
And their first year, and they're always super nice.
We took pictures for them.
And we couldn't believe Brad and Angelina. I feel like in 2009, she might have been pregnant. I don't know. I didn't make any notes about that.
She wasn't, because I'm looking at it.
All right. So maybe let's see if that makes our montage. Okay. And Sean Penn was there and at the Four Seasons, but we didn't see him on the red carpet.
Right.
Yeah. But Mickey Rourke.
Oh, sorry.
Mickey Rourke, Julia.
Let's just
it was so nice how what he said to you.
Stop.
Here we go.
It's the best of Lori and Julia on the red carpet at the SAG Awards.
Who's that guy right there? We know him. What's he in?
Oh, one of those TV shows.
Damn it. Here we go again. Oh, God. Look at that. Look at that
lady's hair. Oh, my God. This lady in this horrible yellow dress. She looks like a big bumblebee. Why do little round people wear...
You got to wear dress? I couldn't get past her hair.
No, it's horrible. I don't get who this lady is in this horrible red sequin dress and why they're taking both pictures of her.
We need to know who the... Excuse me. We love your dress. Who are you wearing? It's Gucci Tom Ford. What's your name? Melina. It's fabulous. That's Tom Ford for Gucci.
Oh.
It's horrible. It fits her terrible. Her boobs hanging out the side. She looks like crap. She's got hair extensions.
Oh, totally. She looks like Rapunzel.
Yeah, Rapunzel. Rapunzel, let down the hair.
Oh, God. Look at that outfit over there. Oh, my gosh. Caboose.
Oh, my. Party of five. Dining on the chest.
Oh, God. Look at this pink bubble right here.
Oh, my God. Look at that lady's horrible pink dress.
Oh, yeah. It's the worst thing I've ever seen. Ever. The Queen of England is here in her pink mod frock. And she put popcorn, bubble, she dyed cotton balls pink and glued them on her sleeve. Still, her hair is so horrible. Oh, she crimps it and gets it done by a 2-year-old.
Are we having drinks?
Yes.
All right, we're having drinks afterwards.
That last couple that we talked to, how do we know them?
Oh, we met them last night at the Four Seasons. You don't remember, probably.
Oh, that's right.
Kyle! You look hot!
Who?
You two are
Kyle
hot.
McLaughlin.
Josh,
he was hot.
You're hot. James Franco, you look hot. You're so cute. Deb and Frida. Deb and Frida. You look gorgeous.
You look stunning.
Oh, God. She's stunning.
She's got a
figure
like
Zsa Zsa Gabor just walked by.
Did she? Oh, my gosh. Look at the little Mexican
chihuahua
there.
Cantina.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You say Chihuahua.
I say Cantina.
There's someone in a sari. They must be a billion people from India.
Oh. Oh,
why are they taking a picture of her in her skater outfit? Look at the silver lady.
I know. We just seen the baked potato.
She stripped everything off of her couch.
Is that lemongrass?
No, that's horrible yellow.
All right, yellow. So let's make like Sheridan. Yeah. Say hi. Eva Longoria. Eva. Eva.
Oh, she hated us.
Eva, come say hi to Minnesota.
Here's Amy Pollard.
Yeah. Amy.
Amy and Will. They've texted.
Amy and Will.
Oh, they don't care.
Rain Wilson.
We don't have to talk to him.
No.
Do we?
No.
How do we not have a camera? Alec Baldwin is on his way over here. We don't even have a camera. I hate you.
I can't help but that. I mean, it was charged.
Alec, Minnesota loves you. We do. Just really something.
Really something.
There we go. Who are you with?
Minnesota.
Hit me. What is it?
Just the state.
You're just representing the state of Minnesota? God bless everyone back in Minnesota.
Richard Jenkins, you look
congratulations.
What is he congratulating for?
Oh, he's coming in.
For what?
Oh,
I didn't know.
How tiny was that Kevin, what's his name, from Entourage?
Oh, yeah. Kevin Conley.
He really weighs like 80 pounds, yeah. And he's 4 feet 10. Oh, look at these two on their goofy glasses. Hello, I can't see. So my husband is leading me around his big... I don't know what the hell that was. Bad.
Judah!
He liked her.
How's it going?
I'm glad that what's-his-name sucked up to what's-his-name when you guys won the globe.
Yeah, right?
Paula Abdul, you're so cute. Isn't she cute?
She's darling.
She's wasted.
She is. She could.
She's tipping. She's tipping over.
She could hardly focus.
She's so tipping over.
This must be Brad. Brad Pitt. There's Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
We're actually walking the red carpet.
She's wearing the same frumpy dress that you always see.
What is she wearing?
Okay. Oh, my God.
We're going to faint.
I'm going to faint. Oh, my God.
He's so skinny.
Oh.
See?
Oh, my God. I said I'm going to faint, and I got a smile from him.
Yes, you did.
Thank you, baby. Nice cleavage.
Thanks. All right. We're out of time.
Okay, Donnie, but seriously, some of that feels...
No, we're
terrible.
I'm surprised they even let us back on the red carpet when I think about
for
terrible.
Several more years they let you back on it.
Oh, we had some good things. That was just
but I mean, when
that isn't that's 3 hours.
I really hope someone got footage of us 1 or 2 years in a row because that could have been a reality show. What train
wreck. You don't remember you were drinking. We're live from LA. This is Lori and Julia. We'll be right back.
Sorry, Holly.
You turned me off, Donnie.
I didn't turn you off. You didn't turn yours on.
No.
Time for my talk traffic. Highway 35W northbound, 694 to County Road 96 near New Brighton. Watch out for a crash. Also a crash in Osseo 169 northbound from 85th Avenue to 93rd Avenue. Near Carver 169 southbound. That's a crash from 130th Street to Highway 41. In Lauderdale, look out 35W northbound, a crash from Industrial Boulevard to Highway 280. Near Edina, 494, there is a crash. Look out for it eastbound on France Avenue, right around Highway 100. And then also got some debris on the roadway, 169 northbound. That's right around County Road 17 to Mystic Lake Drive. Your 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast, a winter storm warning is in effect. tomorrow, not today, but noon tomorrow through 6 p.m. Saturday. The snow starting tomorrow, 5 to 8 inches of snow expected Friday. Into Friday night, we're getting another 3 to 5 inches, tapering off Saturday morning, but watch out for wind on Saturday.
Better hit the grocery store.
Better hit the grocery store. Make sure you got all your snacks.
Gas up the car.
That's right. Right now, it's sunny and 4 at the MyTalk Studios.
Did you miss Julia's random thoughts? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk Keyword Podcast.
So the SAG Actor Awards from 2009.
Yeah.
Hysterical. We're excited right now. We have Nick Vivas with us. He's the digital manager for the Screen Actor Guild Awards this year. Hey, Nick, how are you? Can you hear us?
Nick, are you there? Well, uh-oh. That's weird. Hold on.
Okay.
Donnie, pretend to be Nick while you're playing with your button.
No. The line just dropped out, so I'll have
okay,
to call
so
us
back. Okay, so he's going to have to call back. Yes, all right, so he's calling back.
I have one burning question for Nick.
Oh, all right.
Should I just tell you what it is? I don't know if he'll tell us or not.
Well,
is Elton John going to be with the cast of, Rocketman?
Well, Laurie, Rocketman was not nominated for
just
the motion picture.
Just
Taron Egerton was.
Well, don't you think if Elton wanted two tickets that they would find room?
Probably, yeah, probably. So while we're waiting for him to come back, you know, critics have always loved the Screen Actor Guild Awards. They've been doing the award show since 1995, and it's the only award show to exclusively honor the performers.
All right, let's
there's
see if we
13
can get Nick.
Different awards.
Nick, yeah. Nick, are you there?
Hey, Nick.
Well, he can't even hear me for some reason, so I'm not
all
sure
right. Oh,
what's going on there. I'll see
all
if
right.
I can find somebody to help me. Sorry about that, guys, but
okay.
He's on,
Julia.
But he's not hearing me.
Oh,
okay. Julia can keep telling us stuff about.
Yeah, I'm
about
going to. Okay, so while we're waiting for all that to happen, I don't, we have been, there's just been a lot of stuff lately with the phones.
I know.
Damn phone
I know a lot of people, though, in the Twin Cities, though, who do watch it on TBS TNT because it's only a 2-hour award show and it's all acting.
It is.
So it's stuff that you know, it's TV and movies and it's star power.
This show, yeah. I think, is the most star power. And we're talking about the SAG Awards, which are this Sunday night at 7 o'clock on TNT and TBS.
Oh, my gosh.
And everyone likes it because it's got a lot of style. It's simple and it's genuine.
And Leo and Brad together.
They're going to be there.
There's just like such, and there's a lot of just amazing, gorgeous women, and I like the TV cast. It's the last time we'll see Game of Thrones. And
that,
The Crown with Claire Foy and
that old cast.
Matt Smith.
Yes.
So it'll be the last time because those guys probably all want to walk the red carpet together if they can make it work.
Right.
Because why not? It's
right.
It's known as a fun award show for the actors to attend and fun parties happen.
Right, because the actors are giving the actor awards.
That's right,
so.
And it's meaningful. We never met anyone in the press room who never just really said, this one means so much because it's my peers.
Yes, exactly.
To all of them.
And this year, Robert De Niro is going to be honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, and he is going to be... Leonardo DiCaprio is going to...
And he'll come back to the press room, so I'm excited about that. That should
be... I am, too.
That'll be exciting.
What would you want to ask him, Laura?
Julia, I don't know, but I would love... Here's what I would love if I could have a splash of a fairy wand. I would love it if Jennifer Lopez would get the best supporting actress for Hustlers.
From her peers,
that she doesn't get Laura Derned, Mm-hmm. And I would just love it, and I would love it if she's just wearing something just extra J-Lo, but with a classy twist like she does.
That'd be really fun.
That would be the most amazing thing, and then we could meet her back in the press room, mm-hmm. and I mean...
Because she hasn't been nominated for an Oscar, and she was nominated for all these other awards, so this is kind of the last award show before the Super Bowl for her.
Yes, and what if her acting peers recognized her gritty performance that held this movie together? And I mean,
It'd be really fun.
It would be. That's my, like, that's my, what I want to sprinkle.
Yeah. And some of the different awards, the nominations that
the morning show people.
Yes, they're going to be there. But Christian Bale is nominated for Ford versus Ferrari, where he didn't get a nomination for an Oscar.
Well, guys, we're going to try one more time here.
All right.
Okay.
Fornac.
I can actually hear everyone.
Oh my God. There he is. Okay.
Hi.
There,
Nick is there. How are you, Nick?
How is everyone?
We were doing little fairy dust talking about just how excited we are about the Screen Actor Guild Awards. There's so many, like, it's like Julia said, it was the most star-packed one we feel like.
It is. Show. It's a really star-packed year for us.
It is.
So tell us, Nick is the digital manager for the Screen Actor Guild Awards. So thanks for your time today, first of all. I'm sorry about the issues with the phone, but why don't you tell us kind of what you're excited about this year?
You know, well, one of the things that I'm definitely excited about, you know, every year it's just super exciting here at the awards. But one of the things that I'm really excited about is, you know, just all the stars and nominees that are going to be in the room this year. It's like you guys said, it's going to be a really star-packed year. Also, something else that's really exciting this year is we're presenting the 56th Life Achievement Award to Robert De Niro.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun.
It is. Now, is the have you guys done something special with the menu this year or anything?
So this year is actually going to be our first year where we're going to feature a purely plant-based menu at the ceremony. So, you know, as part of one of our longstanding commitments to sustainable practices, we decided that this year we would be doing just a plant-based menu. And so that's something very new and different that we're doing this year, and Wolfgang Puck is doing it. It's going to be very exciting. You know, I think the Globes recently did a plant-based menu this year, and so did Critics' Choice, and we are also going to be following that trend.
It's fun, and Wolfgang Puck just announced he's going to be doing a reality show with HBO. He's amazing. He's a great character and a great guy.
Well, he's amazing.
He's amazing. We love that guy.
He's fun. He's been on a show several times. Is there a special, like, theme that we're going to see on the stage or anything? You know, we haven't seen it yet, and I know it's all getting set up this week.
So we're actually unveiling the stage today at our cocktails event. So right now I'm actually sitting in the shrine as they're building the stage.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're talking at a pretty great time. But, you know, you guys will have to tune in and see what exciting things we do on the stage this year. It's definitely going to be different. It's something that it strays a little bit away from what we've done in the past, I would say.
Oh, really?
But I'll be a little bit tight-lipped so that you guys can tune in on Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Now, how are we gonna watch? How do we watch it online?
The red carpet.
Tell us the red carpet first.
So the pre-show will be streaming on People TV. It'll be streaming on People TV, People.com, and EW.com. It'll also be streaming on TNTDrama.com/SAGAwards and TBSNetwork.com. Mm-hmm. The pre-show will also be streaming across all of those People, EW, TMT, and TBS's Facebook and Twitter profiles, and it'll also be streaming on SAGAwards.org. So it's definitely going to be an exciting pre-show, and I'd suggest to tune in. And then the show will be on TMT and TBS, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep, 7 o'clock our time in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Yes, exactly. And then, you know, if you guys want to also see a little bit behind-the-scenes stuff, you can follow SAGAwards at SAGAwards on Instagram and Twitter.
Are you excited?
I am so excited. I mean, this is definitely, I would say this year has been a compressed season. The show is earlier than it has been in the past. But I think the sheer star power and the names of everybody in the room is going to be really exciting. I mean, we have Jennifer Lopez as a nominee, Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, Margot Robbie, Allison Janney is a nominee as a part of Bombshell.
Right.
Christian Bale. I mean, it's just so many names, and it's going to be such an amazing room. And then again, this year, you know, every year we have this special tradition where we have SAGAwards ambassadors. And this year we named Logan Browning. She's the lead on Dear White People as one of our ambassadors. And then nominee Joey King. She was nominated for her performance on The Act as her second SAGAWards ambassador.
Oh, she was so good in that. That was a good show. That was a good show to act. It really was.
Yeah. It was amazing. And it's crazy to believe it was based on a true story.
I know it. And you know what? Okay, and then people have got to be genuinely excited at the chance. And I do think that she's going to win, but Phoebe Waller-Bridge and the Fleabag cast and Adam, whatever his name is, the hot priest. I mean, people are excited because they just are fun. She just seems like she's going to be a blast up on stage when she wins. If she wins, you know what I'm saying? And then in the press room, I'm like delighted. I'm expecting to meet her. I'm projecting.
I mean, that whole ensemble is definitely a blast, and we're excited that they're coming to our show this year. I mean, I think it's going to be a really great and interesting year. It's a lot of new talent. Also a lot of... Sorry?
Well, I was going to say the cast of the morning show is really an exciting all-star cast. I mean, my gosh.
Yeah, so we're going to have Jennifer Aniston here, Billy Crudup, and Steve Carell. And, I mean, just having all of those names in the room is going to be great. And then, again... Reese Witherspoon, she was part of Big Little Lies. She was nominated for Big Little Lies, but she was also on Morning Show. So she's going to have a little reunion with her, some of her castmates from Morning Show this weekend.
Do you get two chairs if you're like in that? Like, is there a place saved for her? I'm just curious if you know that.
That's a good question. So Morning Show actually wasn't nominated for Ensemble. It just got a lot of individual nominations.
Yes,
so Bruce will be sitting with her friends. With her castmates from Big Little Lies. Yeah. But you know, it won't be hard for her to just take a couple of steps and then go say hi to Jennifer Aniston.
Well, I mean, we love seeing that cast, and I just love Nicole Kidman. We always look forward to just seeing what she wears. And last year she won, and she was so lovely, and just really everyone felt very like happy with what she said. She gave us great, thoughtful answers.
And I just want to tell, I don't know that you've done this before, Nick. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Nick from the Screen Actor Guild Awards, and the show obviously is Sunday night at 7. The ultimate viewer guide, if you go to SAGAwards.com, I mean, is that new this year? Because you've got a watch-along guide for everybody at home to pick the nominees and everything?
Yeah, so we definitely have... we have, like, ballots on our website on SAGAwards.org. And then, you know, we also just put a watch guide on there for all of our fans. So if you go to SAGAwards.org, there's a whole where to watch page. They'll tell you how to watch the pre-show, how to see behind-the-scenes stuff on social media, and then also how to watch the show as well. It'll be streaming online on both TNT and TBS apps.
Just cool.
Do you know, is Elton John coming?
I don't know if Elton John is coming. I mean, like I said, you guys will definitely have to tune in to find out.
I feel like he's going to be there, and it's going to be so exciting.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. We totally appreciate your time, Nick. Thank you for everything, and we'll look forward to meeting you on Sunday.
Or tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully we'll meet you tomorrow.
And look forward to meeting everybody, yeah.
Take care. Okay, so everyone knows it's on Sunday night at 7 o'clock on TNT and TBS, the SAGA Awards, and then also streaming live for the red carpet on SAGAwards.com, on Entertainment Weekly, and we'll keep everyone abreast of all the different ways you can watch it. We are live from L.A. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Did you miss Sex Monday? You can always find it on the podcast. Download or stream My Talk shows wherever you find your podcasts or at My Talk keyword podcast.
When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I want to know it all.
What time is it? Oh, we were going to talk about
music. 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Ooh, if that's what it takes.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us today. So, Donnie, Julia... my little free bird busted out of her cage, and we're sharing a meal before our Sun Country flight leaves at the little center wild bar, the one that has the hockey sticks all around the bar. Mm-hmm. That's a cool bar.
It is a cool bar. In Terminal 2.
Yeah, Terminal 2. And
what did I do?
Julia says, you know, there's a band with a Minnesota connection playing at the Troubadour on Friday night.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, so I go, what? And I go, and she shows me. I go, that looks like a cool band. What time? I said, that'd be fun. You've never been. Should I buy tickets? Yeah. Yes. Julia bought tickets.
Okay.
The Troubadour, I just bring it up because everyone
Rocket Man,
that's where Elton John got
performed the first time.
Legendary.
Doug Weston's Troubadour, it's still the same sign. I mean, I would say it kind of reminds me, I can't think, it's not that big in there.
It's across the street from where we live.
Yeah, it is across the street from where we live, and right next door to Dantana's, and just within just perfect walking distance of everything we like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Everything, Lori. Lori's staring at me like, Joya, get out of the way. Everything I love, Lori. You're right. It's very convenient.
Anyway, but I mean, it's so unusual. The music, and it's exciting, and you're going to experience
night.
The Troubadour.
I've never been.
Yeah, it's like people come to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they want to, if they're music people, they got to see a show at First Avenue.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And then we learned the exciting news today about Demi Lovato.
Is it exciting? Who is her agent?
Playing the national
anthem. They're not working as hard as the producers at The Bachelor, but they're working pretty damn hard. Because, I mean, that's a good assignment.
Oh, yeah, it's a great assignment.
Or a great...
what has been the response,
not assignment,
Scotty?
But... Well, it doesn't matter. They've already asked her, so that's lovely. And you know what? I hope she sings the hell out of it, and it's all, you know, good for her, and it's, you know, good. I mean,
it's her first comeback publicly singing.
They might have asked Selena, and she just can't trust her sad voice right now. You know, or maybe it's her kidney. She can't sing strong. I don't know.
Well, her album is getting...
I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh, Danny, we are going...
Is that a terrible thing to say?
I mean, you might not be able to take a deep breath, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. You're
saying she performed horribly at the last time she did something live, and she's probably scared.
Julia.
Let's just assume she wasn't asked. The band we're seeing at the Troubadour, we put our foot in our mouth so much this hour. I feel like, and I did actually choke before the show started.
Well,
so
we chattered, and our room was cold. We had an ill night of sleep. I'm not making any excuses.
No. Really? The band we're seeing, though, at the Troubadour is the Dales.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're from here.
No, they have a connection.
Connection.
Okay.
Yes. And I don't
kinda,
know what it is.
They kind of look like hippie folk rock that's going to, like, I hope, have a punk, hard, fast guitar, some edge somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a good, you know, great drum, you know, something like that. I feel like I don't want it all to be slow and pokey, I'll tell you.
The Grammy-nominated producer Jerry Streeter, who did the Lumineers and Brandi Carlile, was so impressed with these guys that he signed on to produce their debut album. Let's see. They've shared stages.
It's three guys and a gal?
Two guys and a gal.
Two guys
and a gal. It's going to be fun. But anywho. Yeah.
It's just kind of exciting that you remember I tweeted that picture of Lucille Ball looking at you. I was her new into the fun corral.
She wants me to do something fun.
And you just jumped right in, and I just, it's going to be fun.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I know. So anyway, that is going
on. And then the Grammy Museum, we looked up what was playing there because we're going to be downtown tomorrow doing our credentials, et cetera.
And we're going to go to the red carpet rollout at the Screen Actor Guild Awards.
We're going to meet Joey King.
Yes.
And Donnie, what should our compliment to her about the act be?
That was on Hulu. You guys both love that.
She and Patricia Arquette, it's the most disturbing true story about this mom who keeps her daughter deliberately sick for years and years.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it.
Well, it was oddly fascinating, and it was really well done, I guess, how they told the story.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was very well done. I mean, for me, it would be, wow, you weren't really as innocent as you led us to believe. Because if you
I'm going to ask her if she's ever met the real... I don't think so.
Because that family was not happy with that series.
Well, I'm going to ask her. That's all the more reason to ask her. Did she ever meet the girl that you played? Have you tried to help?
Even though you know the answer, it's contentious, you're going to ask her?
Yes, Julie. For once, let me skate out on a limb.
Lori,
in a city.
For once?
Patty, now she's an ice skater. No, I didn't know if anyone knew what Lori's speaking of.
Yeah, I'm skating on limbs.
Interesting metaphor. Right.
Hey, don't you think, well, that's all from that TV show, Spinning Out.
Yeah. Spinning Out, yeah, that is. Well, anyway, I'm going to ask her if she met the real girl.
Okay, that's fair enough.
The real girl, that's what I'm going to ask.
I think that'd be
But here's what's just opening at the Grammy Museum, which is right next to the Staples Center, where the Grammys are going to be held a week from Sunday. People are not happy
Sunday
about
Rama.
I vented maybe to a certain newspaper person about
the accelerated.
That was never going to happen again. Happened again, we hope, because it was too hectic for everybody. But anyway.
She's talking about an award show every weekend.
Yeah, every weekend. But Amy Winehouse, the style of Amy Winehouse is.
Yeah, we're going to go see that show. Yeah. There was another museum you looked up that we were going to check out.
Oh, Julia, that's the Hollywood Museum down in the old Max Factor cosmetic building at Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, and they have a Marilyn Monroe exhibit, right?
And the real Jan Brady alerted us to the fact that on Saturday night, Donna Mills, the real Donna Mills,
is going
to
be there. Oh, we're going. And we're totally going to this, Donnie.
Here's the thing, Julia.
Well, Lori's going to say she wants to do something else.
No, here's the thing, Julia.
Here we go.
I am not going to make the same mistake twice with Donna Mills.
What, you don't think it's going to be the real one?
She had her chance.
You think she's going to be a fake one?
For identification.
No. She had her chance.
No, Donnie, I know.
She denied
Can
us.
Can we see your driver's license, please?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, that was funny. That was 2 years ago.
Yes.
That was the year we flew home and got stuck in the snowstorm.
Right.
Then we had too much radio time on our hand, and then we started making up details to the Donna Mills conversation, or at least I did.
You did. I didn't barely talk to her.
Oh, that's
your sister was talking to her. You made it.